up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go with another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I don't know about you, but I got a stack of records that are waiting to be played. And I just noticed that last week on the show, we got more songs into the show than we ever have before. And I don't know if that's because I wasn't talking as much or if that's because I had a couple of shorter songs in there. It's hard to tell. But I think, we had like 17 tunes in last week's show. I normally fit in 15, 16 if I'm really flying. So, hey, not bad for another week. Here we are, last week in November. Depending exactly when you're hearing the show, we've discussed this before, being a weekly show, and 28 stations now I see carrying the show. I don't know when they're all playing it and when what my time reference is, but it's Thanksgiving week. It's either coming up or it's already passed, and that means we're eking into the holiday season, and that means that I am required by polka law to put an old-time holiday song in here. And I'm not going to go for something real deep and meaningful, but I'm going to find, like Jingle Bells or something that is wintry and holiday-themed, but not heavy-duty stuff yet. And we'll gradually build into that, because when we get into next, get into December here, let me look at my little calendar. I got one of those little stick-on-your-dashboard calendars stuck in my control panel here. When we get into that last week of December, we're going to have an all Christmas music polka show. And those of you that have been longtime listeners to the show, you know how that works out. It's pretty interesting. In the meantime, let's just get rolling with some great old-time music. We haven't heard from Eddie Blotnick's polka pals in a while. Here they are. I Can't Stop Doing the Polka.
I met a girl with dancing feet. She stole my heart away. She loved the polka, loved the beatin', this I heard her say.
I can't stop doing the polka, can't stop doing the polka. Won't you come and dance with me? Once you start doing the polka, you can't stop doing the polka. Just take me in your arms and see.
Oh, the polka starts with a one and two, two to the left and I love you, then to the right with three and four, I'll be yours forevermore. Polka, love the beatin', this I heard her say.
Now I can't stop doing the polka, what? Can't stop doing the polka. Won't you come and dance with me? Well, once you start doing the polka, you can't stop doing the polka. Hey, take me in your arms and see.
Thanks. Oh, the polka starts with a one and two, two to the left and I love you, then to the right with three and four, I'll be yours forevermore.
Doing the polka there, Eddie Blotnick's Polka Pals, getting us rolling on another edition of the Oompa Hour. And I got a fresh stack of records here. We got a lot of work to do. The report from northern Minnesota, snow! Snowed yesterday, but you know, we were lucky because we had quite a few days of cloudy but warm, like upper 30s. Weather with like no wind. It was perfect for putting out the Christmas decorations. And I don't know about you, but I'm into those blow molds, you know, the hard plastic like snowmen and Santa Clauses, you know, they're like 3-4 feet tall, and I've been collecting them for years, and I love to put them all out there. And doing it when it's, you know, like 10 degrees and the wind's blowing 30 miles an hour and the wind chill's 30 below and the snow's blowing in your face, I'm not that enthused about it. And when the weather cooperates, man, we were putting stuff. I must have 500 feet of extension cords running around the yard now. So, yeah, I'm glad about that. There's little snow out there. They're still talking some nice weather with, you know, like 30s and some sunshine coming in the next few days. So it's starting to feel very holiday-like. You know, for those of you in warm climates, I know we've got people listening in San Francisco and down in Texas, down in Florida. You know, here it turns into the holidays about the same time it starts snowing. And I know a lot of you don't get that experience, so you don't know what that's like. Suddenly, it's snowing, the roads are treacherous, the temperatures are ungodly unbearable, and that means Christmas to us. Oh, let's see. We haven't heard from the Keynotes in quite a while. I think we should probably do that now. Girls, you know, are made to love.
Son, it's plain to see that you're getting older and should have a talk with me. You'll soon be going on lots of dates as to a man you've grown. And there's one important thing every boy should know. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. That's why you watch them walk down the street. That's why the kisses taste oh so sweet. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. One day soon you'll have a date and you'll take her home that night. You'll wonder as you look at her, would a kiss be right? The more you look, the more you'll find those doubts to fill your head. Think real hard and you might recall the things your old dad said. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. That's why some stand 5 feet two. That's why some have eyes of blue. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. Daddy looked at me one day, he said, son, it's plain to see that you're getting older and should have a talk with me. You'll soon be going on lots of dates as to a man you grow. And there's one important thing every boy should know. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. That's why you watch them walk down the street. That's why the kisses taste oh so sweet. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. One day soon you'll have a date and you'll take her home that night. You'll wonder as you look at her, would a kiss be right? The more you look, the more you'll find those doubts to fill your head. Think real hard and you might recall the things your old dad said. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. That's why some stand 5 feet two. That's why some have eyes of blue. Girls, girls, girls are made to love.
There you have it, the Keynotes there. Girls Are Made to Love. You may recognize that as a Eddie Hodges had a hit record with that on the pop charts back in, like, I want to say 1960 or 61, something like that. I don't remember exactly. John Polowka and John Jaworski call themselves the Keynotes on that one here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Every week we do this. Sit around a record player's, play records. And I don't even care if I toss a record on the played stack and it makes noise in the background, because this is like a live party atmosphere every week. This is we start the show at the beginning and we go straight through to the end without stopping or fixing anything. So if I screw up, we all get to laugh at it together. Let's see. What do I want to do? Do I want to talk about World of Accordions Museum already? I guess since I brought it up, I may as well. You know, holiday shopping season is like officially started pretty much. And a cool place to visit the gift shop online if you're looking for something musical. And I don't mean like you could buy an accordion, although they could probably send you to a place that would sell you one, but neat musical-related gifts in the gift shop at World of Accordions Museum, and things that you don't find in other places. and not necessarily geared to old-time music either. So check that out. And while you're there, poke around the website. Take a look at some of the photos from inside the museum. Like 1,400 accordions and concertinas displayed. You know, they've got the concert hall. They've got the accordion technicians repair school. All kinds of activities during the nice weather. Not a lot of things going on outside this time of year. Right there in Superior, Wisconsin, which is right next door to Duluth, of course, Minnesota, which is right on the beautiful north shore of Lake Superior and heading up all the hiking trails and that kind of stuff. Fabulous stuff. Check it out. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the internet. So have a look, okay? Really, okay? Okay, I saw you shake your head. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. Alvin Stasinski is next. This is one we all know. North, south, east, west.
So in love with you. I'm so happy when I am near you. Sweetheart, never leave me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best. 'Cause you know I love you so. Any place on earth will do. Take me, baby, I don't mean maybe, 'cause I'm so in love with you. I'm so happy when I am near you. Sweetheart, never leave me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, 'cause you know I love you so.
Go, Alvin Stasinski, old north, south, east, west polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. How the heck are you doing anyway this week, huh? Oh man, I was rolling right into that holiday season. I tell you what, and I got all these grandkids to buy for. And I'll tell you a secret, I have one that lives nearby. In fact, he lives next door, actually, and he's three, and he's rapidly becoming my favorite human on earth. I am telling you what, I should tell you the waffle story. Maybe I'll tell you the waffle story here in a little bit. Three-year-olds are amazing people. Anyway, yeah, well, I'll piddle away the equivalent of an entire song telling you the waffle story. But before that, how about Marshall Lukowski and the You Name It Polka?
You name it, we'll play it. We'll be right back.
know a guy by the name of Joe who comes to work. He's too darn slow. We know a gal by the name of Anna. She's got a nose like a big banana. We know a gal by the name of Dee. She smokes like trash machine. We know a guy by the name of Frank. He's got a belly like a German tank. Up in the morgue, we know a gal by the name of Bert. When the boys around, she always flirts. We know a gal by the name of Liz. It's all she likes is her to fizz. We know a guy by the name of Jay. Every time you look, he's leaning on a rake.
Marshall Lukowski, the you name it polka, and some of those names are not politically correct, but we don't care here at the Oompa Hour. What the heck is that? There's a dead fly in here. She probably froze to death. Wait a minute, there. I'm serious. There's a dead fly sitting back here by the back corner of my mixing console. Wait a minute, that is unacceptable. Hang on. There, blew him off the edge in the back. I will never see him again. All right, I was going to tell you the waffle story. You got some time? Let me tell you what the waffle story. I have a 3-year-old grandson lives next door. We see him a lot, and he's become my partner in crime and my favorite human being. And he likes to cook, you see. So a couple of nights ago, I was doing a commercial for a hardware store, and in their flyer they had a picture of a waffle iron with freshly baked waffle on it. And I was like, dang, that looked good. And so I thought about it all day. And I told everybody, tonight when we go home, I'm making waffles. I haven't made waffles for ages. And my wife makes, will make waffle, but she doesn't have my mom's secret recipe from, 80 years ago. And I don't want to say they're rich and yummy, but the batter has 2 sticks of butter in it, okay? So I decide I'm making these waffles, and I get all the ingredients. And my grandson loves to cook. He loves to help in the kitchen. And he's about 3 and a half now. And he's real good at cracking eggs ever since he was like 2 even. He could crack eggs into a bowl. It's uncanny. And I started making the waffle batter, and the first step was to break 4 eggs into the bowl. So I did that. Well, by now he's caught wind that there's something going on in the kitchen. So he comes in and I'm like, hey, you want to help? He's like, sure. He pulls over his stool and he gets up where he can see what's going on. And he sees I have already broke the eggs into the bowl. And he just starts crying because it's like the eggs were already done and he didn't get to do it. So what do you do in a situation like this? I know. Here's an idea, Jake. Why don't we get you your own bowl and you can mix up your own batter for making your own waffle? So then we let him crack an egg into his own mixing bowl. And then as we were adding the ingredients to my giant bowl, because I made enough for 4 people and I eat like 3 or 4 waffles myself, then I would put the proper equivalent in his smaller bowl. And man, he was the happiest kid in the world. And my daughter took a picture of us from across the island in the kitchen. And it looks funny because we're both standing there looking at the camera like, what are you, taking our picture? And our hands are in the exact same position, holding the bowl with our left hand and the whisk in our right hand. And it was just so darn cute. But anyway, so yeah, then we made waffles, and I ate so many I felt full for 2 days. I'm like, okay, I really need to learn to control myself. But darn it, they're good. And we use, you know, real syrup up here in northern Minnesota, of course. There are syrupers. There are people who actually tap trees and make syrup, and you can buy local syrup made by local people from trees in your neighborhood or in the forest next to your property or whatever. And man, that's good. So that's the waffle story. If you got a little kid that likes to help in the kitchen, don't start without him or all hell will break loose. Now, I often play a song called the Saddle Shoe Polka by a group called G-E-E, the Saddle Shoe Polka. And I was going through a pile of records that I don't remember going through recently, and I find another copy of the Saddle Shoe Polka by a guy named Rudy Hansen. And I don't remember having played this on the show. I don't remember having played this before. I don't remember having this record before. And so why not? Put your saddle shoes on and polka. Here's Rudy Hansen.
Everybody's going to the prom tonight to rock the Saddle Shoe Polka. Honey, be my partner and I'll hold you tight to rock the Saddle Shoe Polka. We'll be playing records and we'll have a ball and rock the rafters good and loud. Pick you up at 8 for a polka date with our own school crowd. Now there'll be Stevie and Evie and Wally and Molly, Cindy Lou, Melinda and Marie. There'll be Betty and Eddie, you know they're going steady. That's a good idea for you and me. So come on, baby, don't miss the party. Sandwiches and soda pop for free. There'll be red balloons around the old school gym. We'll rock and we'll be doing fine. Like your dancing feet, heart your hearts will beat in happy polka time. Pop for free. There'll be red balloons around the old school gym. We'll rock and we'll be doing fine. Like your dancing feet, heart to hearts will be in happy polka time.
All right, I have no idea who Rudy Hansen is or where that record came from. I normally have that record by somebody else. But hey, that was a fun one, the Saddle Shoe Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. This is where you tune every week to hear polka records. Yes, actual polka records. I know that comes as a shock to many people. But yes, everything you hear, it's a record. Now remember, if you want to get in touch with us, you want to send in a request or a dedication or birthday or an anniversary or just want to say hi or booga booga or, you know, send us some weird thing, it's Oompa Hour at AOL.com. Oompa Hour, all one word, all small letters at AOL.com. You can email us. You can also get us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you can leave a message or text to area code 218-259-2985. That's a lot of different ways to get in touch with somebody, you know? It's not like the olden days, you know, when we had to send a courier on a horse on the Pony Express or whatever it was. All right, now this record says it's Hoopie Shoopie, but we all know it's Hoopie Shoopie, because P-I-E, if you're Polish and you're doing polkas, pie is P, which makes even less sense. I'd like a nice chocolate pea, please. Does not sound like a good idea. Anyway, here's Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips.
shoopai, whoopai, shoopai, whoopai, shoopai, Donna. Whoopai, shoopai, Donna. Whoopai, shoopai, Donna. Yesterday we slept in mud, tomorrow maybe satin, pink and yellow satin. Whoopai,
and the polka chips there, hoop by shoop by, here on Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I think I refer to them as being Polish. Is that not Slovenian style? I think it is. Anyway, Stan Wallowick, polka chips, one of my favorite names in polka music. I don't know why. It's just Wallowick is a fun name to say. And the polka chips, I mean, really, what a perfect name. It's almost as cool as Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. Those are great names. All right, we have Marion Lush and his musical stars now. Have you noticed? I think, let me look here on my little chart. I think every song we've played so far today has got singing in it. I haven't played any instrumentals, and the next one is also not an instrumental. To be honest, I much prefer songs with lyrics in them, because otherwise I have a hard time singing with. Not that there aren't a million great old-time instrumentals, but I do have a tendency to lean toward the records that have singing. I hope you don't mind. I hope you're not out there, there's another song and they're singing. Because it's easier to sing with. Anyway, Marion Lush and the musical stars. And there's girls in every town, because they'll tell you right now.
Many roads. The only thing we hope for is that they never close. We're coming from a distance to bring our happy sound, play for all our friends and girls in every town.
La 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 la.
Single fellas meet all the single girls, the girls that dance the polka and all the fancy twirls. They listen for the beat and they listen for the sound. We play for all our friends and girls in every town.
La 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 la.
From a distance we travel night and day. We're gonna watch your polka fans swing and swing and sway. We're bringing you our music, we're bringing you our sound. We play for all our friends and girls in every town.
La 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 la.
There you have it. There's Girls in Every Town, Marion Lush and his musical stars here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I told you, like I was playing all records that had singing in them. This next one doesn't. And it alludes to being a holiday record because the song is called Holiday in Poland, but they're not singing anything, so I don't know if it, and it doesn't feel very Christmassy. So while this one's playing, I'm going to go over to the Christmas section and pull out some sort of an actual holiday record as we're in Thanksgiving week and all that jazz. Time to get out the holiday records. Here's the Connecticut Twins Orchestra. This is the Holiday in Poland Polka. Go. That is called the Holiday in Poland Polka, the Connecticut Twins Orchestra, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And so I don't know if it was a particular holiday like Christmas. Could have been any kind of a holiday. Could have been somebody's birthday. But I told you, while that was playing, I was going to go find more of a traditional holiday song. And I didn't want to get a hardcore Christmas song. And like I tell everybody at the radio station when I'm at work, there are a lot of songs that we pigeonhole as Christmas songs. And they're not Christmas songs. For example, Jingle Bells was written for Thanksgiving. It is a Thanksgiving song. It is not a Christmas song. People always play My Favorite Things and call it a Christmas song. No, it's from The Sound of Music. She's trying to cheer up children who are bummed out and scared because they're caught outside in a thunderstorm. And she's singing about, think of your favorite stuff and you won't be scared. Has nothing to do with Christmas. Frosty the Snowman. Nothing to do with Christmas. What else? Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Nothing to do with Christmas. Baby, It's Cold Outside. Nothing to do with Christmas. People have just decided that any song about winter has got to be a Christmas song. So I like to think that winter songs make a nice transition into holiday music without jumping right into real holiday music. You know what I mean? So let's slow it down with one that most people consider to be a Christmas song for Vern Meisner and Winter Wonderland. All right, there you go with Vern Meisner there and Winter Wonderland easing us into the holiday season here at the Oompa Hour. Now, I don't know if you're like me, and hopefully you're not, every time I play that, any version of Winter Wonderland, I sing Walking in My Winter Underwear. You remember that? Stan and Doug did. I'm going to see if I can find that. And if I do, I'm going to shove it into the show this week. It's not really a polka. It's not really a waltz because it's not three-quarter time. But it's a dandy little record anyway. How do I not have a sleeve for this record? What is going on here? We're out of control. And then I'm digging through the records and I'm like, I don't have a waltz. Finally, I found one because we do a waltz in every show. Finally, I found a waltz. I got Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys, and they're going to do the St. Paul waltz. And while you're waltzing around, I'm going to see if I can find Stan and Doug singing Walking in My Winter Underwear. So I got work to do. Here we go. All right, see, we always get a waltz into every show. It's practically a requirement. It's an unwritten rule. I might have wrote it down somewhere. Anyway, that's the St. Paul Waltz. Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. And the interesting thing with a Lil Wally record is sometimes it says the Lucky Harmony Boys. These fellas here were apparently not that lucky. I don't know. Now, every now and then, you know, I've told you, I run into records that I'm like, I do not remember that record ever existing or being in the collection or being, and I'm like, where, and, you know, and I'm sure I listened to it at some point in the last, I don't know, 50 years, but here's the Jolly Two, and we all know this song. They're singing about that old Mountain Dew.
Way down the road, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. And you come back once more, and you'll see me again for that good mountain dew. Bum, 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 bum short, it's sawed off and short, and he measures about 4 foot 2. But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Still in the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. Oh, the birds in the sky get so dizzy they can't fly from smelling that good Mountain Dew.
They sound like they just fell off the mountain. Anyway, the Jolly Two, that old Mountain Dew. Wow, sometimes you just say to yourself, what the heck was that? The other side is the Jolly Two Polka. Maybe we'll try that next time. All right, now here's an oldie but a goodie. I mean, this is an oldie. You could just tell as soon as you hear the record, you know this is an old recording. Doc Williams with the Border Riders and the Merry Maiden Polka.
There's a merry maiden who lives down in our town. Every night she dances and swings the boys around. All the boys, they love her, cause she smiles so sweet. She's a merry maiden, she sweeps them off their feet.
La, 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 la,
don't she look so sweet?
La, 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 la,
she just can't be beat.
La, 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 la,
she dances round and round.
La, 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 la,
the sweetest gal in town. Down in our town, every night she dances and swings the boys around. All the boys, they love her, cause she smiles so sweet. She's a merry maiden, she sweeps them off their feet.
La, 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 la,
don't she look so sweet?
La, 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 la,
she just can't be beat.
La, 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 la,
she dances round and round.
La, 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 la,
the sweetest gal in town. So sweet.
La, 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 la,
she just can't be beat.
La, 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 la,
she dances round and round.
La, 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 la,
the sweetest gal in town.
Hey, hey, hey!
All right, there you go. Doc Williams and the Border Riders there, Merry Maiden Polka. Does it feel to you, as we've been listening and doing this show this week, that somewhere I have stumbled into a stack of records that have not ever been played, or records that haven't been played for years? I mean, when's the last time we heard that record? It's been a long darn time. It just seems like I'm hitting a lot of fun stuff that I've totally forgotten about. So either my memory's going to heck or some of this stuff hasn't been on the show. I don't know. But anyway, I'm having a good time. We got to get coming up a standard that has been on the show that we all know. Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka with Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners is coming up here in just a second. And I think I'm going to do the commercials and then I'm going to hit this song right out of the commercials. Okay, and I'm telling you what, Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners, when they start playing, they hit you like a ton of bricks. So stand by, they're coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bowie.
There you go. I told you they hit you like a ton of bricks there. Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners and the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. This happens every week. If you've stumbled upon this for the first time, this is not the first time we've all gathered for this. This happens every week. Wherever you happen to be listening right now, whether it's a radio station or a webcast or a podcast or a download or a, I don't know, there's a million ways you can hear stuff nowadays. But wherever you're hearing it, if you're digging it, we'll be back next week in the same spot, all right? Joe Rock and his orchestra. Here's another oldie. Okay, the newest record in the place is like 1988. Here's a real oldie, though. Here's the Lost Weekend Polka with Joe Rock and the orchestra.
Będę jutro, jestem z wódki, jestem z piwa, jestem z wina. Pana, Astorana, z dużym głowem. Byłem jutro, jestem dzisiaj, będę wczoraj.
There you go, Joe Rock and the Orchestra, Lost Weekend Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And we'll put the wraps on it with one from the Crew Brothers Orchestra. It's the Michael Polka, it says. You may recognize this as a hit pop record by Clint Holmes back in the 70s. See if you can sing along with as we wrap it up this week, huh?
When this whole world gets me down, there's no love to be found. I close my eyes and soon I find I made a playground in my mind, where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song all day. I've got a nickel shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy. That's what I'm gonna do. My name is Michael. I've got a nickel. I've got a nickel shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy. That's what I'm gonna do. Wonders that I find in the playground in my mind, in a world used to be. Close your eyes and follow me, where the children laugh and
Michael. I've got a nickel, I've got a nickel, shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy, that's what I'm gonna do.
All right, there you have it from the Crew Brothers Orchestra there, the Michael Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and that's where we run out of time, right at the end of the song. That worked out well. Man, I got a bunch of records left over this week that I pulled out to play already. I pulled out like twice as many as I need. I'm ready to go next week. How about you? A few more holiday songs in next week, though.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, Kev's Records, and World of Accordions Museum. Yeah, that's it. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.